The National Association of State Departments of Agriculture recently held its annual meeting in upstate New York, and South Carolina Commissioner Hugh Weathers was there. How did it go, Commissioner?
Well, it went very well. I think, I believe it's my first time to attend since COVID, as it probably was for many of them. We'd had it virtual for a couple of years.
Sure.
But we were there with commissioners from all over the country, and one of the benefits of having that is just to visit, not only to hear the agenda, and we had a really packed agenda, mm-hmm. but to have conversations with others from different parts of the country, see what we have in common, see what struggles, challenges they're having that we aren't, and vice versa. And within that meeting, we have our regional meeting of the Southern Associations, State Departments, and that's always a highlight, too, because more of us from the southern states are elected commissioners, and you get to build relationships beyond the term of an appointed person. You just get a little more solid relationships built with your neighbors, and that gives us opportunity to work together on projects that impact the entire area. So that's a good part. But the meeting is, as I said, pretty packed with presentations. Secretary Vilsack was with us to talk about some of their initiatives from USDA. We had a very good session with people from the Food and Drug Administration, because quite frankly, we had to just talk about some differences that we saw in the way this Food Safety Modernization Act, which is now 10 years old, it's just the way it's being managed and handled and communicated. We just had to let them know that on behalf of farmers, we needed things done a little differently.
I see.
We talked about specialty crops, which is an area of focus for the state departments, because there's not a specific commodity group like corn or soybeans or cotton that works on behalf of specialty crops. So that's something that brings, about $600,000 to South Carolina. So we're very focused on that so that we can help the non-program crops.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you something that's getting more and more attention that I'm sure your listeners read about, and that's PFAS,
right,
which is the permanent chemicals that we're finding in soil and water. We found some in South Carolina. And I shared that with the group, and perhaps we're a little ahead of the game in thinking about it than some of the others, but talked about that. But again, just a packed agenda. Good to see folks in a very pretty part of the country.
Yeah, it really is. And as a matter of fact, you were in Saratoga Springs, and that's, of course, an area well known for its horse racing, but I guess the season is done up there right now.
Well, it is the racing season, but we were fortunate. There's a South Carolina horse owner who has his horses trained there. So they arranged for me and three of my assistant commissioners who attended to go out and visit with the trainer. And really probably was the most information that I'd learned about the horse racing industry and how a horse sort of makes it through the ranks and gets creates his value by winning and the things that they do. So that really was a fascinating couple of hours there. And then we went over to the racetrack itself just to see it. Drove right past an entry where it says, do not enter, but that didn't stop us. We drove right on in. And we saw someone, told them what we were doing, and turned around and left. But then we cut our trip short just because of the hurricane that was in the forecast, and actually got home with about 24 hours to spare before it came across South Carolina.
Very good. Well, it sounds like it was a productive meeting, and we've spoken about these meetings before, and it sounds like it's always good to get caught up and get those different perspectives from the other ag commissioners, secretaries, directors from across the country. It sounds like a lot gets done, but it sounds like to me, one of the things that's always occurred to me when we have these conversations is that everybody's kind of facing a lot of the same challenges, and it's good to come together to sort of regroup and share thinking.
It is. one thing I posed to the Southern Area Group was, what are they doing about beef processing? Because that's a focus area for us, how to increase capacity. And a lot of them had some good thoughts to share. So for that alone, it was just good to be there and hear that and bring that back home.
National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, or NASDA, and South Carolina Ag Commissioner Hugh Weathers was there. With Commissioner Weathers, I'm Mike Davis. That's today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.